Welcome back, Contians, to another episode of iContiven Podcast. This is episode 41. If you're new to the show, I'm your host, Lakota. This is a show on random thoughts, self-development, my opinions, and then I have guests on occasionally every Sunday to just shoot the shit with. On today's podcast episode, I give you my two cents on how and when to absorb books. Whether it's fiction or nonfiction, I do both. But hopefully some of these strategies you can apply and start reading more, because reading is super important. Let's get started. So how I prefer to absorb my content, meaning like books, well, mainly books, but between nonfiction and fiction. I do prefer to diversify what kind of content I'm bringing in, because I don't think it's necessarily healthy to just absorb as much self-help books and business books as you possibly can, because of the fact that enacting a lot of the knowledge or advice that you receive from those books isn't always doable if you're consuming one to two of them a week, right? Like, and a lot of them are also going to contradict each other. Like, I have two different books by two different authors that prescribe two different morning routines, right? And they have similar themes, but at the same time, they're not the same book. And they are saying different things. So I try and get fiction in as well. And that's really for creativity, right? When you read great fiction or listen to great fiction, it really helps you get out of your box, per se, especially when you're reading really, really well-written books. It helps increase your vocabulary. It helps increase your grammatical understanding and how to use grammar properly. That's how I taught myself grammar, was just reading a ton of books in high school, because I didn't understand it when the teachers were teaching it. So just seeing, okay, this is how the author used it, right? And a lot of authors used the semicolon this way. I'm going to use the semicolon this way as well. So I think utilizing both nonfiction and fiction are super important, but there's a certain way I go about it. And I'm blessed to be in a position right now where I'm at, even though, you know, like delivering pizza isn't sexy. It doesn't make me a lot of money. It's just a temporary thing right now. Although they did just promote me to assistant manager a week into my employment, which is shocking. Still not a lot of money. Just more responsibility. But while I'm out on deliveries, this is actually really nice. When I'm out on deliveries, I listen to a nonfiction audiobook, whether it's a biography or it's a self-development book or anything of the sorts, that's when I listen to it. And in just a week, I've been able to finish the Steve Jobs biography, which, if you've ever picked up the, I think it's Walter Isaacson, if you've ever picked that book up, it's a pretty girthy book. And the audiobook itself was like, I think it was over like 30 hours, which, that's a lot of time listening to one book. But I was able to finish that in just a few days, and then I'm like more than three quarters of the way through Daring Greatly by Brené Brown. So those 7 or 15 to 30 minute intervals where I'm delivering a pizza, I listen to those, and I am just absorbing so much content. And then at night or during the day when I have downtime, I try and read some fictional pieces, right? So right now I'm reading a Pulp Fiction book by Dean Koontz called TikTok. And it was written and published in the late 90s, I think, like 97, 98. And I think I stole it from my mom. So sorry, Mom. I can send it back to you if you need it. But it's really, really good, and it's gripping, just like you expect out of Dean Koontz. He's a fantastic writer. His formula is super popular because it works. That's why he's able to pump out so much fiction. And then after that, I am reading, and I'm almost done with that. I'm only like 40 pages away from finishing that, so I should finish it today. But I am starting Cormac McCarthy's The Road, which I've already read twice before, but it's been at least 10 years since I picked it up, so I am going to pick it up again and read it. And this one I should be able to read. It's only, what, 300 pages, if that? This is so crazy. The last time I read this, I think, was AP Lit in high school at AJ Diamond High School in Anchorage, Alaska. That was the second time I had picked it up and read it. And that was a long time ago. That was 9 years ago. And I had annotated it. So, which I did, and I still do to some extent with a lot of my books, where I keep notes in them. So if you've ever borrowed a book from me, I do apologize. It's probably unreadable at this point. But I should be able to finish this book here in 4 days or so. 300 pages is not a lot if you're sitting down for an hour a day reading. So those are that's how I prefer to get my content. I prefer to read fiction and listen to nonfiction. And I'm a huge podcast listener, so I listen for entertainment purposes, but when I'm listening to a fiction book, I always find myself drifting away. And when I'm reading the fiction book, I'm not drifting away, right? Like, I'm actively engaging in the content. So that's why when I'm listening to fiction, I get lost. When I listen to nonfiction, because the author has a point to the book, right? And if you've ever read business books or self-development books or any kind of, I mean, biographical books probably aren't in this category, but definitely self-development, definitely business books, they're repetitive. And they're repetitive on purpose, because the point is to get their point across. The point is to get their point across, of course, obviously. But it's circled around one notion or one habit or one piece of business or anything like that, right? So if you're reading you're listening to a real estate book, they're going to keep coming back to the same concepts for either review or because they pertain to another concept. So it's very easy to follow along even if you drift away, right? So if you're not big into reading books, I think everyone should consume books to some capacity. And there's a quote that I just published. I don't know if you guys are liking these or not. I mean, the response has been great, but I make these little memes of famous philosophers' quotes. And there's a famous quote by St. Thomas Aquinas, which I live by another one, which is "Give expecting nothing thereof," which is a Phi Kappa Theta. That's basically like our slogan, our way of life in the fraternity. But he has another famous one. He has tons of them, but one that I really like is "Beware of the person of one book," right? And that was, it's kind of St. Thomas Aquinas, if you know, he was a theologian. So he was definitely a pious man, definitely believed in God. But at the same time, he also believed that you should be knowledge in diverse subjects, right? Like, it's great to know the Bible, it's great to follow it, but at the same time, right, if that's all you draw your knowledge and wisdom from, then you're limiting yourself. And that's what he says, beware of the person of one book. And I think that also pertains to anything, even if in the secular world, where, you know, there are people that don't believe in God, right? There are people, there, like, my wife's one of them. She does not enjoy reading, and it's because she's extremely dyslexic, right? But she could listen to audiobooks, and she does occasionally. And I think that's important, just to absorb as much knowledge as you can, right? Even if it's from a fictional piece. Those are still valuable. I've learned so much from reading War of the Worlds, by reading Aldous Huxley's books, right? Brave New World and Island. Reading 1984 by George Orwell, Animal Farm by George Orwell. What else? I'm just looking at my bookshelf. I'm trying to see. Oh, The Complete Works of Edgar Allan Poe. I've read at least half that book. Like, and that's his complete works. You can learn so much from fictional pieces. They don't have to be self-development or anything like that. So I'm going to get off my soapbox. But I definitely wanted to share a technique that you can use to get more into reading. So when I'm sitting down to read, like a fictional piece, I find a quiet place. I get comfortable, but not comfortable enough to close my eyes. Just comfortable enough where I know I can sit here for a long period of time. And I put my headphones in, and I usually put classical music in my ear, or some like light EDM where it's like it's not like too intense, and I turn it down super low so I can barely hear. In fact, I'm listening to Yo-Yo Ma right now in my AirPods while I record this, and the reason why I do that is because it's soothing. So it allows me to think without like complete silence. Like, complete silence gives me anxiety sometimes unless I'm meditating. That's why I usually have AirPods in or some headphones in or something like that with something playing. It drives my wife nuts, and I'm sure I'm getting cancer, like a brain tumor or something like that from having constant waves pouring into my ears. But it calms me like a white noise machine. But I usually listen to classical music when I'm reading, and I set a timer for 30 minutes, right? And I only try and read for that 30 minutes chunk. And I don't allow myself to be distracted. I'll even, like, if my wife's out and about, I will text her, "Hey, I'm sitting down to read. I'm setting a timer. Please only call if it's an emergency." Right? And that's really the only person that's going to call and interrupt that I would feel bad not answering. Right? And then I read. And if I want to read longer than 30 minutes, I will read to the 30-minute point. Then I will stop for 5 minutes and do something, right? Stretch, walk around, maybe do a chore or something like that, like set a timer for 5 minutes, tidy up real quick. Then I'll get comfortable again and set another timer for however long I want to read again, right? If it's 30 minutes, 30 minutes. I try not to do longer than 30-minute chunks, but anything less is fine, right? So if I want to read for another 10 more minutes, I can do that. But if I want to read for 40 minutes, I'll cut it off at that 30-minute point, take another break again. And that's for the brain. I learned that method in college when you're studying. And some people do it differently, right? Sometimes, or some people will chunk it in 45-minute chunks or 90 minutes and then take a break. I like to do 30 minutes because I'm extremely ADHD. Unless I'm like really hunkered down into something and I don't want to like break the pace of my hyperfocus or whatever, like especially when I was prescribed Adderall or Focalin or anything like that, which I've been off of for years. But when I was on those, I could stay hyperfocused for 2 hours straight, but then I would have to take a break, right? For at least 15 minutes, like walk around, meditate, just dump my brain, and then set a timer again, hyper-focus. Now that I'm not on those strong stimulants, I try and be a lot easier on myself. So 30 minutes works for me. It may not work for you, but it's just a suggestion. As far as the audiobook consumption, I like to listen to audiobooks when I'm doing something mindless, right? Delivering a pizza. I'm not listening while I'm talking to the customer. It's just when I'm driving from the to their house and then back to the store. That's the only time I'm listening. But for most of you, you guys aren't delivering pizzas because you have a stable career, which is awesome. I have another suggestion for you, or I have the suggestion for you. When you're doing something mindless at home, like tidying, or walking around the neighborhood or exercising. I don't even, like when I'm exercising, I try not to listen to an audiobook because I'm not paying attention, right? Unless I'm walking on a treadmill or biking or something like that. But if I'm doing like intense high intensity interval training, or if I'm doing weightlifting, sometimes it's very hard for me to listen. But if I'm tidying or cleaning, or sometimes when I'm playing with the ferrets. So if you're playing with your dog or at the dog park or anything like that, that's a great time to listen to an audiobook and really get into it. You don't want to put on the audiobook when you're going to be distracted, right? You definitely want to be able to focus and listen to what the author is trying to get across, because those books are super helpful. There was a fraternity brother and a friend of mine, he's still a friend, that asked me many, many years ago when I was in college if I read self-development books, and I shrugged it off like no, because I honestly didn't. I thought they were worthless. I thought they had no point to my life, right? I was quote unquote perfect, which was obviously not true. And I didn't think that at the time, but I also thought that self-development books were a sham, right? Like, they're not going to be able to help me anything. They're going to Tony Robbins me or something like that, right? I'm going to pay $30 and they're just going to tell me something commonsensical. And to an extent, that's absolutely true. Common sense isn't always common, right? I just published that quote today from Voltaire. Sometimes we have to be reminded of that, like, very basic knowledge, right, that we take for granted, that we sometimes forget. And that's where these self-development books come into play, right? They remind you of what's basic, what's important, right? And basic, I'm meaning not like basic bitch or anything like that. I mean like a basic understanding of a situation, right? Like finances. Finances is one of those topics that is so taboo in families that it doesn't get spoken of often. Well, you can pick up a book, an audiobook or a book, and you can learn something about finances that you somewhat understand but don't completely understand. And this could solidify that understanding for you. Or something like James Clear's Atomic Habits. What a great book. It's a fantastic book, and it's being toted around now in business circles as like one of the most important books to pick up if you want to get into business or you want to be a high performer or anything like that. That book is rid of just common sense, right? But it puts it, it displays it in such a manner that it is easily digestible and easily applicable. So now I can go back to that friend and I can be like, yeah, I read at least 20 to 30 self-help books a year because they are helpful. I try not to like back-to-back like with my audiobooks. I just finished the Steve Jobs one, right, which was biographical. Then I started Daring Greatly. The next one is a biography on Thomas Edison. And then the next one after that will probably be another self-development book. And I do that on purpose. I stagger the self-development books because of what I said earlier. I think you can get too much of those, right? You can read a Tony Robbins book, and then you can read, like, what's another? Les Brown one. And they could say contradicting stuff about a certain topic. Well, you need to first like be able to digest one, apply the first one, right? Because these books are worthless unless you apply their knowledge. And you don't have to apply all of them. Not all of them are going to pertain to you, but at least the prevalent ones. But you want to be able to have time to apply that knowledge and then learn something new and see if that new knowledge works for you or if the previous one worked better, right? Instead of going back to back to back. So just a healthy suggestion. Obviously, I am not like the authority figure on absorbing content. I just happen to be someone who does absorb a ton of content, both fiction and nonfiction, for entertainment and for development and for increasing my knowledge. Because that's the most important aspect of I think human intelligence is to keep learning. And many of us take learning for granted, right? Because we hated school. Great. School sucks regardless, right? I hated high school. High school sucks because I wasn't able to focus on what I wanted to learn until the last like year and a half of my high school career. I wasn't able to focus on what I wanted to learn. I hated being told what to read, what to learn, what to know, just to pass a test, right? Cool, it's awesome, right? Being able to convert moles into whatever formula for chemistry. That's great knowledge. Never going to use it. Never going to use it. Still haven't used it. Even in college, didn't use it. So, another soapbox. That's for another podcast episode. I'm definitely going to have an education expert or someone who structures curriculums on the podcast and just shoot the shit with them, because I think that'd be a great topic. Anyways, I'm going to end the podcast here. Hopefully you guys learned something. Hopefully it helped. All right, Contians, this is the end of the episode. I hope you guys enjoyed, and I hope you guys learned something. Be sure to like, subscribe, and comment down below some of your favorite reading tactics or techniques and some of your favorite books. I'm always open to suggestions on what I should read, what's super cool out there, and maybe some old series that I haven't dipped my toes into yet. Believe it or not, I've only read one Harry Potter book, and it was the first one. It was actually the Philosopher's Stone, which was the British version, and that's it. But if you have some other suggestions, please leave a comment down below. And you can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on YouTube. You can find me on the Twitter, TweetTweet. And you can also follow my blog, iconteven.home.blog. That URL should be changing soon, here in the next month or so. And I will definitely update you guys when that happens. Also, if you're not aware, I am a co-founder and co-owner of a new online retailer for CBD oil and products. We are Philosophers Apothecary, LLC. We're based here in Laredo, Texas. Our oils are derived from a company called Deep Relief CBD. They're based in California, and they get their hemp from Colorado, actually. And then they extract the CBD organically in California. The terpene levels are full spectrum, so there are some THC in it. I am working on getting THC-free oils for my government workers and those that just don't want THC in their system, including myself, very, very soon. I don't have anything yet, but very, very soon. And but you can check us out at philosapothecary.com. I definitely will have a link in the description and see if there's anything out there for you. If you don't know, CBD oil is very, very great for inflammation, just general inflammation. Whether that be acne, whether it be psoriasis, whether it be like achy joints and muscles. I recover the best when I'm using pure CBD oil, period. It is like the best way after a really hard day of work or a hard workout. I don't like waking up in the morning super, super stiff. If you lift heavy weights, you know what I mean. Just one drop. One dropper of that CBD oil, and the next morning, nothing, right? I feel like I didn't even work out. Like, I have the pump, but I don't have the soreness. So definitely check it out. We also have soap that my wife makes here in Laredo. She hand makes it. It's, it's made with like goat milk and just regular glycerin, and then essential oils. So nothing fancy, no crazy chemicals or anything like that. So it's super easy on the skin, but it also like strips off all the oils, or not all the oils, but all the dirt. And it leaves like your hands, your body, your face, whatever you want to wash it, super, super clean. It also will help with acne and like skin irritation. So like if you have any kind of skin disorder any condition, that CBD soap will help with that, without a doubt. I had like a little sore on my, I don't even know what it was, but it's been on my pinky, and it like comes and goes. And I started using the CBD soap, and it completely wiped it out. Like, it hasn't come back. Like, when I mean it comes and goes like on a weekly basis. It's been 4 weeks since I've last used the CBD soap on this sore, and it's still gone. Like, it hasn't come back. So this stuff works. It's not snake oil. I know my, I have a lot of family that's been using it. I've been using CBD oil for some time now. It works. Our body was developed and created to have CBD in our system. So check it out. Again, it's philosapothecary.com. Right now, it's free shipping all across the United States. I have a new episode coming out Sunday with my buddy Cabe. You guys seem to really like that episode with him before, so I'm going to bring it back on to see how Vinewood's doing with their new single, Silence, and just to shoot the shit more about the music industry. So I will talk to you guys on Sunday. I hope you guys have a great rest of the week, and talk to you later. Peace.